Center, Wisconsin. The time is 6 o'clock, and this news update is sponsored by Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. GOP presidential pick Donald Trump interviewed at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago, saying he would pardon those convicted of assaulting police officers on January 6th and questioning Vice President Kamala Harris's identity. ABC's Rachel Scott asked him the questions on stage and says this morning,
"So I asked the former president directly if he believes that Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman. This was only the second question, but it quickly became the headline of the entire forum because Trump started to question Harris's identity. He said that she happened to turn black."
Harris has always identified as black. A day after word came of the assassination of Hamas's political head in Iran, the Israeli military has confirmed that the head of the group's military wing, Mohammed Diab, was also killed in an airstrike in July in Khan Yunis in Gaza. Defense Department confirming the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others, have agreed to a plea deal that will spare them from the death penalty. This is ABC News. Parents have begun feeling the pain. The cost of childcare up over 200% since 1990. In Washington, there's a new bipartisan push to try to help.
A new proposal in Washington aims to make childcare more affordable by retooling existing tax credits.
A lot of low-income families are not paying federal income tax, so the tax credit doesn't help them.
To help working parents. The plan from Senators Tim Kaine of Virginia and Katie Britt of Alabama.
We felt like it was important for us to come together to have a common sense bipartisan solution
would double the amount of expenses that employees can put into pre-tax savings accounts for child care.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The measure also includes grant money to train more child care workers. The bad patch pushed out by cybersecurity company CrowdStrike that knocked millions of computers offline has now earned the company a lawsuit from some of its own shareholders. The suit accuses CrowdStrike of misleading everyone about how it tests its software. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud hit back-to-back home runs twice in a game won by the Atlanta Braves Wednesday afternoon, 6-2. The loss means the Brewers' lead of the National League Central race is down to 5 games. The Brewers are off today. They'll start a weekend series at Washington against the Nationals on Friday. St. Louis was a winner 10-1 over Texas, gaining a little ground on the Brewers yesterday. Miami 6-2 over Tampa Bay. The Yankees 6, Philadelphia 5. Minnesota 8-3 over the Mets. Also Houston 5, Pittsburgh 4. San Francisco 1-0 over Oakland. And Colorado beat the LA Angels 2-1. In the National League, it was Arizona 5-4 over Washington, Cubs 13, Cincinnati 4, San Diego 8, and the Dodgers 1. In the American League, Baltimore 10, Toronto 4, Kansas City 10-3 over the White Sox, Boston 3, and Seattle 2. Katie Ledecky has tied one of swimming's most impressive records. Chances are she'll have it all to herself by the time she finishes the Paris Olympics. The 27-year-old bumped her career total to 12 medals with a dominating victory in the 1,500-meter freestyle. That's an update on sports.
Did you know just one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives? The Richland Hospital and Clinics and Impact Life are hosting our next blood drive on August 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Appointments are appreciated but are not required. For more information about how to schedule an appointment, visit the events page on our website, richlandhospital.com. Your donation could save a life.
A high of 84 today with intermittent showers and thunderstorms likely. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers gradually diminishing and a low of 67. Friday, partly cloudy, very warm and muggy, a high near 90. Friday night, mostly clear, patchy fog, and 64. Saturday, mostly sunny, very warm once again, a high of 89. In Richland Center, 7/100ths of an inch of rain so far, and after a midnight reading of 77, we're at our overnight low. It is 73 degrees. Good morning. Today is the 1st of August. Jimmy Fortune on WRCO, What Money Can't Buy. On a, boy, first day of August. How can that be? I don't know. Talking to myself, you know. But anyway, we're coming up toward lots of great things in August. And, of course, getting back toward some high school sports in a few weeks, which hardly seems possible. High school football first game is coming up on August 23rd. So it's a little later than some years. But still, it's headed this way, that's for sure. And I think about a lot of the things that we, our family, and we were looking forward to personally this summer, and they've already come and gone. So, yeah, enjoy it while we can. We have some things to tell you about today along the way. And this is Jordan Davis on the radio with The Next Thing You Know.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. telling your buddies 3 months in and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
to make you stay. And I- trust you anyway.
Toby Keith on WRCO. Well, it's a new month and a few things to recognize and celebrate this month that we'll make note of coming up next.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank and member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. Things to celebrate this month. It's Family Fun Month, Romance Awareness, National Water Quality. It's Golf Month, National Crayon Collection, which probably goes along with Back to School Month as well. Happiness Happens. It's National Sandwich Month, National Goat Cheese Month, also Panini Month. International Peace, Motorsports Awareness, as well as Brownies at Brunch Month. Sounds good to me. It's National Wellness Month, Hair Loss Awareness, and National Dog Month in August.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Farming tools, I knew I had to sing. I knew if I didn't, I'd never do a thing. I left that farm sitting, I left it far behind. I had been told I was running out of time. It was the same old story, I'd lost the one who cared. She said she would not live with me out there. Not for a while, that knocked me to the ground. But a man like me is hard to keep down. I don't care if she loves me, it matters no more. Now I'm doing what I've been told. She left me for dead not so very long ago. Now I'm living the only life I know. This guitar and I hit that freeway fast, bound and determined to set aside my past. That was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, leave comforts of home for an old point of view. I don't care if she loves me, it matters no more. Now I'm doing what I've been told. She left me for dead not so very long ago. Now I'm living the only life I know. Circuit singing my way down the line. I'm happy, but it's lonesome some of the time. God gives us a gift all our own, a special talent for which we are born. I don't care if she loves me, it matters no more. Now I'm doing what I've been told. She left me for dead not so very long ago. Now I'm living the only life I know. I'm living the only life I know.
That's Marty Cena on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good Thursday morning. 73 in Richland Center after a little bit of light rain early. Here's Highway 101.
If you see me in some corner, looking like all hope is gone. If you see me sit for hours and you wonder what is wrong. Well, it hurts to talk about it, but my world just fell apart. I'm a walking, talking, crying, barely beating, broken heart. Should you see the teardrops falling and the tremble in my hands, then you know that there's a story and nobody understands. It's a sad and lonely story, but I'll try to make it short. I'm a walking, talking, crying, baby. Looking for a place.
place to start. I'm a walking, talking, crying, barely being broken heart.
Mothers against drunk drivers, the Pope is against the pill. Against the workers working against their will. The president's against the Congress. The Senate is against the House. People are against politicians, and I'm against cats in the house. But I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? And I'm for turning. Against the county, the county's against the state, the state is against the government, and the highway still ain't paved. The banker's against the farmer's against the wall, the doctor's against me smoking, and the devil's against us all. But I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? System, and some people are blowing their tops. The horse is against the automobile, the bus is against the train is against the jumbo jet, and I'm against fishing in the rain. But I'm for love, I'm all for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass?
Hank Jr. on WRCO Radio. Good morning. As we head toward news, weather, and sports time today, we'll have an update for you and then more regular features. A couple of chances to win coming up in the next couple of hours as well from us right here on WRCO. And everybody wins with the Walk with Grace auction between 10 and noon today. We've made a good amount, a little over 6,000 in 3 days, a couple of hours apiece the last 3 days. So we look to continue that success today, and you can help us out as well. Coming up, our news update, though, on this Thursday morning, it's 73 degrees. Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This news update is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast is calling for a high of 84 with intermittent showers and thunderstorms. We've had a little bit so far here in the area. In fact, 7/100ths of an inch of precipitation at the radio studios this morning, and it is 73 degrees.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A 19-year-old man is sentenced for a crash that killed a 13-year-old Reedsburg girl as she was about to board a school bus. Kevin Green of Platteville tearfully apologized to the family of Evelyn Gurney in Sauk County Court Wednesday morning. Green was given 4 years probation and 3 months in jail, along with fines and community service. Green's license has been also revoked for a year. The seventh grader was killed the morning of May 12th of 2023 while she was standing in her driveway off of Highway 2333. Prosecutors say that Green had been texting and speeding leading up to the crash. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions Investment Scam Tracker includes descriptions of frauds or deceptive scams based on previous consumer complaints to DFI. The Scam Tracker lets you search by a company's name, type of scam, or keyword, and includes a list of frequently asked questions. The tool also includes links to additional resources and a list of common investment terms. According to DFI, imposter scams are the most reported and often most difficult to detect. Between January of 2022 and June of this year, more than $3.5 million in losses were reported to DFI with cryptocurrency fraud and financial grooming. The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited Milwaukee on Wednesday, highlighting federal investments in the city's port. He said many jobs in the area depend on transportation, and that depends on strong supply chains, including rail, road, and shipping. He said better supply chains are part of the fight against inflation because shipping costs are part of the price for what consumers buy. Buttigieg also joined Governor Tony Evers for a brief ride on Amtrak's new Borealis service. His visit was part of a tour of Great Lakes ports in Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. He was in Menominee Harbor and Manitowoc earlier this week. A Minnesota man convicted of killing a teen and injuring four others on western Wisconsin's Apple River in 2022 will spend 20 years in prison. St. Croix County Judge Michael Waterman sentenced 54-year-old Nikolai Miu to a total of 41 years for the stabbing death and related charges, but set the sentences to run concurrently. Prosecutors had sought a 70-year sentence on the convictions. Four others were injured in the fatal attack that took place during a confrontation between Miu and a group of people inner tubing on the river, which is a popular summertime destination less than an hour's drive from the Twin Cities. The Department of Workforce Development predicts a nurse shortage in Wisconsin will continue.
According to a DWD report, there are not enough registered nurses in Wisconsin to meet current demand, and the shortage is predicted to grow if unaddressed. Two models in the report predict a deficit of between 12,000 and 19,000 nurses by 2040. DWD evaluated several factors, such as high vacancy rates of registered nurses in hospitals and low unemployment rates for nurses. The report says possible approaches to addressing healthcare workforce challenges include placing extra emphasis on retaining nurses, making it possible for nurses to care for more patients, and supporting public health to reduce the number of patients. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rock and Roll Reunion 2024 returns to Woodman this Saturday. This annual event brings to the stage local artists going back 40-plus years, as well as new and upcoming local talent. The genres include jazz, country, folk, rock, and roll, and more. Over 30 different artists are scheduled to perform. The music begins at 10:30 in the morning, goes until 10:30 at night. Food and soft drinks will be available on the grounds, and personal beverages are allowed as carry-ins as well. Money being raised for charity comes from the sale of T-shirts the day of the event. The event has found its permanent home in Woodman Village Park. Attending artists share memorabilia, stories, and more for the day, and also are encouraged to bring any memorabilia they may have collected over the years. High school reunions will also be in the park in conjunction with the event Saturday. Classes from Boscobel High School and the annual all-school reunion from North Crawford will be holding reunions at the Woodman Park on Saturday. It was another record year for EAA Air Venture. The EAA confirms another year of record attendance in Oshkosh. An estimated 686,000 people passed through the gates during last week's seven-day run. That eclipses the previous record of 677,000 last year. Whitman Regional Airport handled nearly 16,800 air traffic operations during the event. That averages about 113 takeoffs and landings per hour when the airport is open. AirVenture also hosted 15,000 sites for aircraft and drive-in camping for over 40,000 visitors. The city of Appleton and a police officer deny wrongdoing in an officer-involved shooting death. The city of Appleton and one of its police officers involved in the August 2022 shooting death of Daniel Pusavanto responded to a wrongful death civil suit filed by the family. In their response to claims that use of deadly force was unnecessary, the city and Officer Bryce Rudebeck say they deny any wrongdoing, improper conduct, or violations of the plaintiff's rights. They also say these answering defendants of Appleton and Rudebeck are protected from suit by immunities, including qualified immunity. The city and Officer Rudebeck asked for the case to be dismissed. A scheduling conference is set for August 29th. Due to the extreme heat that occurs each summer, especially when prolonged, Richland County cooling centers have been identified. The Richland Center area during normal working hours, the Brewer Public Library from 9 until 6, Monday through Friday, Fridays 9 to 5, and also Saturdays 10 until 2, the Woodman Community Senior Center Monday through Friday from 8 until 4:30, the Village of Iola office from 8:30 until 4:30, and the senior dining site can also be made available during that time as well. The Lone Rock Community Library open Monday through Wednesday from 11 until 4:30, Thursdays noon to 5. The Yuba Community Center available by contacting Terry at 608-574-9547. The Cazenovia Fire Department is available upon request by contacting Daryl at 608-983-2647.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
A high of 84 later today expected, intermittent showers, and it looks like we have a thunderstorm possibly today in the forecast. Showers gradually diminishing tonight, a low of 67 and highs near 90 on Friday. Yesterday's high was 90. We have picked up 7/100ths of an inch of rain this morning. A little bit of fog has settled in some locations, and right now it has stayed very warm overnight. The current reading after the midnight reading of 77 is 73 degrees.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales events happening at the Family Thrift Shop.
Beginning July 31st to August 3rd, all summer clothing 50% off. Our back-to-school sale begins August 14th to the 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all-size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often. New items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there!
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area baseball schedule, a recap of a Brewer loss yesterday, and Packer Camp continues.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
There's home talent baseball tonight on the final night of the regular season for the Night League. Mesa Mania at Reedsburg, Plain at Arena, Dodgeville at Sauk Prairie, Cazenovia at Wisconsin Dells, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb is playing at Blanchardville, and Schulzburg Benton at Hollandale. The home talent baseball all-star game will be played tomorrow night. They will be having that starting at 7 o'clock at JC Athletic Park in Sauk City. Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud hit back-to-back home runs twice in a game won by the Atlanta Braves yesterday by a score of 6-2. The loss means the Brewers' lead in the National League Central Division race is down to 5 games. Jared Koenig absorbed the defeat in relief. Starter Freddie Peralta had held the Braves to just 2 runs on 3 hits in the first 6 innings. Milwaukee had jumped to a 2-0 lead with a pair of runs off starter Chris Sale in the bottom of the first. The Brewers are off to today and will start a weekend series at Washington against the Nationals on Friday. Manager Pat Murphy says they just need to put July behind them now.
Winning this pitch and playing good, everything else will happen. You start worrying about your numbers, next year's contract, things like that. That comes into people's lives. There's a lot going on. They have a lot of people talking to them.
Elsewhere in action from yesterday, St. Louis gained a game on the Brewers with a 10-1 win over Texas, Miami 6-2 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees 6, Philadelphia 5, Minnesota 8-3 over the Mets, Houston 5, Pittsburgh 4, San Francisco edged Oakland 1-0, Colorado 2-1 over the Angels. In the National League elsewhere, Arizona 5-4 over Washington, the Cubs beat Cincinnati 13-4, San Diego 8, and the Dodgers won. In the American League, Baltimore 10, Toronto 4, Kansas City 10-3 over the White Sox, Boston 3, and Seattle 2. The Big Ten has announced the host sites for the next 4 conference basketball tournaments. The action returns to the Grainbridge Fieldhouse next March. The 4 basketball programs switching from the Pac-12 will be a part of that action. That change becomes official Friday. The men's and women's tournaments will be played in Las Vegas in 2027 and Detroit in 2028. Wisconsin senior safety Hunter Waller has been named to the watch list for the Nagurski Trophy. That honor goes to the most outstanding defensive player in college football each year. Waller is a senior from Oswego. He was named first team All-Big Ten at the end of last season. The Football Writers Association of America just released its list of the top 75 defenders in the country who are on the watch list. Wednesday was offense day at the Packers training camp. Starting quarterback Jordan Love showed game pinpoint accuracy on long passes the day after the Green Bay defense had dominated. Rashawn Gary did get another sack during the work week, and a third-year wide receiver Romeo Doubs was singled out for his work during one-on-ones, and he did most of the work against standout cornerback Jaire Alexander. Those exercises are weighted toward the offense because defensive backs are in press coverage and there is no pass rush. Jordan Love says he missed some days of camp, but he feels he has caught up.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, you know, getting back in that rhythm. I feel like training camp, the speed is always so much faster. I feel like everybody's got that energy and they're flying around, especially the start. So definitely, you know, some I'm just getting back to playing fast and trying to myself slow down in the midst of all of it and trying to not get sped up myself with my feet and my reads, which I think is something I try and focus on right now.
And the U.S. men's basketball team had an easier time with South Sudan than the last time a couple of weeks ago. The U.S. clinched a trip to the quarterfinals at the Paris Olympics by beating South Sudan 103-86 on Wednesday night. I'm Phil Nee with sports. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO.
Dress with her boots thigh high, high, looking at me like I'm just her type. All she got me thinking is, oh my, my, my. Ask my name, where you from? Lost my game, I'm in seven. Take a drink, try again. Yeah, she got me. Mucho gusto, señorita. It's so nice to meet your lips. To say, ooh, she know what she doing, got me hypnotized. Kiss like Reposado keeps me high, high, high. Reputation of the heartbreak kind. Ella tan bonita, I don't mind, mind. Stole my heart, beg for more. In the dark, tequila pouring. Take a drink, touch your skin. Yeah, she got me. Mucho gusto, señorita. Your lips got me feeling like ooh, ooh. Take me dancing, mamacita. Put my arms around your hips. Got me feeling like ooh, ooh, ooh. Uh-huh. Hey, I know I habla inglés. Uh-huh. But when she kissed me like this, uh-huh, she knew exactly what to say.
Sometimes I cry. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town slow down life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio, 'cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. Yeah, something I can hold on to. When the rain gets settles down, I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real.
Dirk Bentley, Something Real on WRCO FM 100.9. 7 minutes now before 7 o'clock.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
A few famous movies released on August 1st through the years. American Wedding, released in 2003. It's also the anniversary of the release of Get On Up, which was a James Brown biography picture that was released 10 years ago today. Air Bud, released in 1997. In fact, the kids, I remember the kids watching that one all the time. The dog that played basketball, but I think Air Bud did other things too, didn't he? Played football and lots of other things. And also Guardians of the Galaxy, the very first one that started it all, that released in 2014. I'm not a real big fan of superhero movies, and it's just not my thing. I'm probably out of the demographic a little bit, but I always appreciated those movies. And what have they made? Three of them, and they've been kind of intertwined with some of the other storylines as well. But I think maybe I'm biased to Guardians of the Galaxy because they have awesome soundtracks. It's probably the biggest thing for me. Good luck getting there. Heading up the Carefree Highway towards 7 o'clock today.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Slip away, slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living, just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream shadowed sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free. The good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen the better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes.
away on you.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 73 degrees after a little bit of light rain this morning, 7/100ths of an inch. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the goods.